Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God. Oh.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Diamond, you're doing a great job.
They are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah!
On 95.7 The Game.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Day early. Hey, Whitey, by the way, I figured for this, for this Thanksgiving, I'm going to try to give up on puns, but it's really hard to stop cold turkey. You know what I mean? You like that? Come on, laugh into the mic, Whitey.
Yikes.
Whoa. Okay. How's everybody doing? What's up, JD?
What's going on, man?
Okay. Yeah, a little chaotic in here. You don't like that pun about stopping cold turkey?
And what?
You're not a dad joke guy?
No, I'm okay with dad jokes.
Well, that's a dad joke.
Yeah, it's not a good one, though. Good to see you, buddy.
Good Day to three. See you, too.
Yeah, someday, I feel like I'm finally getting it down, this whole transition thing. It's taken me, I think I've filled in since the 8 or 10 times I think I've been in for either you or Guru in the last month and a half. And just the last 2 days, I feel like I've figured out how to get in here and get myself acclimated as we transition. It also could just be, well, I'm not going to say what it could just be.
Well, it's that day before a holiday. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got to be careful the day before holiday. I'm a firm believer in this.
Now, this is interesting. I need you to explain this.
Just a life. It's just kind of a general life management type of a tip. The one thing that I've noticed in my years is anytime you're grinding, you've been in the office, you're working hard, but you know you got a little off time coming, right? You got a little,
sure.
little 4-day break
sure.
after today. Holidays here, you're excited, but the one thing I've noticed is sometimes finishing strong and without, tempers can flare a little bit, I think, at times when you're this close to getting to your break. So you just got to be extra buttoned up in that last day to make sure that you don't get yourself in some kind of jackpot that's going to ruin the 3 or 4 days that you have off. Because that's really what it's all about at this point, right, Steiny?
No doubt.
You want to get through the day. You're in a great mood. I can already see. You're in a great mood.
Okay.
I'm in a great mood. We're heading toward a holiday weekend. And the last thing you want to do is have tempers flare to where all of a sudden you're dealing with something that doesn't need to seep into Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I've noticed over the years that these are the kind of days where sometimes because you're feeling so good, something goes awry and all of a sudden you kind of lose yourself a little
interesting,
bit.
Interesting. Well, I feel pretty good because I don't think you and I are going to mix it up. I know Spadoni wants no part of me. I'll knock him out in about 38 seconds. And Evan's got a great disposition, so he's probably no factor. Who else is left in the office right now to knock out, even?
What are you talking about?
The big boss?
Hard to talk to the boss.
Oh, the big boss is here? Yeah, he better be careful.
Steiny screwed up on multiple levels.
All right. How about those Warriors? 15-2 heading into tonight's game against Philly. And one thing we were batting around before the show is this whole idea of expectations. Because expectations, they set the parameters for defining a season. They just do. The San Francisco Giants had no expectations this year, and they shattered none, if you know what I mean, by getting to 107. But the Warriors, you know, I think, look, where did the Warriors fit in the Western Conference before the season? Well, you know what? I don't know. Maybe 6 or 7 seed, maybe 7 or 8, maybe. Can they jump up to top 4? Could they somehow get home court in the playoffs? Well, it's clear after you start 15-2 that the expectations have to change, or likely have changed. And Klay Thompson said yesterday, look, it's championship or bust. So what I want to know from Warrior fans is, how have your expectations changed from this team, from the start of the year to right now when they're 15-2 and they're the best team in the league? Have they changed, or are you going to maintain? Are you going to maintain? Oh, no, I knew they could win a title. I knew they could win a title. Even when their players didn't think they could win a title. And I'll show you what I mean in a second. But I do think, you know, what I was saying to you, JD, just to, not to get a reaction, but just to start the conversation is, I mean, if they're a title contender, then maybe we have to start talking about this team in a different way.
Well, what would that mean, I guess, would be the first thing?
Well, I think it would mean we would look at it less of a surprise and more critically. I think we would really start, dissecting, let's say, we would start dissecting their wins a little more. I still think we're, the wins are not, you know, hey, all that matters is you win and we'll move on to the next one. But I do think that, I think mostly people right now are just gung-ho about this team. They're just gung-ho about this team, and they're now thinking, we could win it all. We could absolutely win it all, and there's no doubt that a lot of people didn't think that before. For example, I give them a chance.
They could win it. I think they could win
and
it.
And I didn't think that 2 months ago.
I think they could win it.
Okay.
And I said that after the Brooklyn game, it kind of clicked, and looking around the league. And look, there's a long way to go. There could
right.
be 2 or 3 teams that look like they can't win it right now, that by March, April, May, oh, wow, they really got it rolling. They're going to be tough to beat. I think as far as the expectations thing goes, I think the Warriors are in a real nice spot because they almost can have it both ways in terms of, wow, look at how they're doing it. Nobody expected it. It's great. Maybe not dissecting the wins, appreciating the wins, right? And stacking all of the wins as the Warriors have been able to do. But while also, you know, not having to, you know, while also saying, hey, they're good enough to win a title without maybe having to, because of the history of Steph, Klay, and Draymond, like, they kind of get the benefit of the doubt for, well, these guys are champions.
Right.
Iguodala, these guys are champions. So, you know they can do it, right? So, you don't have to get into the nuance as much of, well, they won this game, but, you know, this is going to hurt them in a playoff series. I also think the thing that it keeps coming back to is, look around the league.
Yeah.
Like, just look around the league. It's the league, there just are not dominant teams in the league. So if the Warriors become one of the more dominant teams, and they have been to this point, then why can't it be them?
Well, why can't it be them? I don't know if I want to, you know, kind of get into that debate right now, but there are reasons it can't be them. That doesn't mean they won't win it, though, JD. There's reasons every team theoretically can't win it. And what I mean are just hypotheticals right there. To me, the number one concern with this team is still, how many games are they getting out of everybody? How many games are they getting out of everybody? Because as of right now, what, Steph's missed one and Draymond's missed one? One or two tops, right?
I think one.
Okay.
Yeah.
So both those guys are on a pace to play 75 games. If they play 75 games, those two guys, I think this team will definitely win 50-plus games. Now, if one of those guys has to miss 3-4 weeks, then I'm going to drop that total. But I do think, I do think if they can stay healthy, using what you said about the league in itself, which I kind of agree with, I think they're going to be interesting to watch. I still don't know where they fit.
I think there was reason to expect that maybe there wouldn't be a lot of dominant teams coming into the season, or even teams that were close to dominant last year maybe wouldn't quite be as good or quite as connected. I think there was some optimism on that front. I think where it's been flipped a little bit is just how well the Warriors have looked. So right. I think them looking like it's all clicking and Draymond's back at a level that we haven't seen the last couple of years. Steph is still doing everything that Steph does, and all of the other ancillary pieces fit together. Wiggins has now had his moments where he's being more aggressive. Is that something that's going to stick? Maybe, maybe not. But you know, now that he's got it in him and he's helping him win games on nights where Steph maybe doesn't have it, or the defense for the opposition is trying to take him out of the game, so you have to force it into other players' hands, and they're able to have some success with it. To me, that's where it gets ramped to the next level because of how well the Warriors have played on top of what we already knew going into this season.
Right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Are you looking at this Warriors team different than you did when they came into the year? They're 15-2. They got Philly tonight. They're the best team in the NBA record-wise. Klay Thompson said it. Championship or bust. And so I'm thinking to myself, when you say championship or bust, now I get it, it's Klay Thompson. It's not you. It's not a fan. But when I hear Klay Thompson say championship or bust, I ask, well, does that mean they can't have a successful season unless they win it all? Now that sounds like the team that was 2014-15 through 2018-19. And do we really want to measure it against that standard of 5 years?
Yeah, I don't think you should. I really don't. I think,
but it's okay for Klay to think that.
In a way, it's almost how could Steph, Klay, or Draymond not think that because they're so used to it. Like when those three have played together, and I know they haven't played together yet this season, but they're going to. I mean, it's getting close. Klay's scrimmaging and playing 5-on-5 and all of that, going through full practice now. When those three have played together, they haven't not been a contender since 2014.
Right.
So
that's true.
So it's seven, almost eight, you know, coming up on 8 years on the calendar, the last time that when those three were the big boys on a team, that they weren't in that category. So I think it's almost just second nature because they've won it and because they've been in the mix to just think naturally that you're going to be in the mix, and then on top of that you're 15-2.
Right.
So I almost they can have that be their expectation. That expectation and how you feel about whether you don't meet that expectation can be different between them and, let's say, the fan base.
I got you. 888-957-9570, the number if you want to jump into the conversation. 1230, Bob Fitzgerald, NBC Sports Bay Area, play-by-play man for the Golden State Warriors. Then at 1 o'clock, Eric Sleepy Floyd, former Warrior great. The NBA has put out their top 75 players in league history. I guess it was actually 76. And the Warriors did the same thing. And Sleepy Floyd's one of those 75 greatest players. So we'll have Sleepy Floyd on. Last time we talked to him, he definitely pays attention to the league and interested to get his thoughts on Steph Curry and the boys, to tell you the truth. Let's go to Austin. Austin's out there in the Bay Area skulking around. What's up, Austin? How you doing?
Hey, fellas. Oh, good to talk to my boys, J.D. and Stein. Listen, and Sleepy Floyd, I'm from D.C., so.
Nice.
Always love hearing about those old Georgetown boys, you know, back John Thompson, man. I grew up on that stuff, so I love those Georgetown. Listen, Warriors. Yeah, I'm a little bit between JD and you, Steiny, on where the Warriors are. I think they're certainly, we're all good. 15-2 is great. How can you complain about 15-2? But they're pumping the brakes a little bit. So for me, it's midseason where I got to see where they are. I think if they're 10 games or more over 500 at that point, yeah, we got action. But I think we should maybe pause a little bit and just see how things develop before we get crazy about the championship. For me, I would say second round of the Western Conference Finals, semifinals would be good for me this year, given how they were last year. And then think about this, guys. Even if they don't make the championship this year, the fact that Klay's back on the court and the band's back together, they're going to have no problems attracting another person to come in and play with them if they need another body to come in and finish it off. So that's my thoughts, guys. Thanks a lot.
Appreciate it, Austin. Really do. Well, that's the one thing that I think's kind of interesting when you look at the Warriors and where you think they want to end up. And obviously the Warrior players want to win it all. But I always thought that a lot of fans were kind of off base when they said James Wiseman, the question was, can James Wiseman get good enough to be a factor during Steph Curry's championship window? And I think what we found out a year and 20 games later is it doesn't matter.
Right.
It does not matter. Wiseman right now isn't an important part of this team, but guess what? You're still a factor. The window is still open. Now, whether you're going to jump through that window, I don't know. But that's the one thing that Guru and I kind of used to get into it about, where he wants Wiseman to play now and to give this team something that might make them a championship team immediately. My thing is, well, what would be wrong with you go through this year, Wiseman plays or he doesn't play, whatever. You win 50 games, you win a series, you lose a series. And then to me, at that point, you really have an idea of where you are.
How close or far away.
Right. And I guess what I'm saying is I've kind of changed my tune on you got to give him a couple more years. Whereas I thought, maybe once these guys get to be 34, 35, it's going to end sooner than I think. But at this point, the window looks like it's open.
It does. And the reason it looks like it's open is because the ancillary pieces fit together so well.
You think?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say because Steph Curry is playing like Steph and Draymond.
Yeah, yes, but to me, Steph could be playing at the level he's playing at now.
Right.
And Draymond could be playing at the level he's playing at now. But if they didn't have Bielitsa or Porter or Gary Payton II, if those players were either different players or not performing at the level that they've performed at to this point, they wouldn't be able to win it.
It'd still probably be like 12-5 right now, don't you think?
Yeah, but 12-5, 11-6. If they're 11-6 right now, we're not talking about. I'm not saying I think they can win it.
Gotcha.
Given the schedule that they've had.
See, that's funny,
though.
And
that's what I anticipate. Like, I anticipated, I remember saying this, it was 32 games without Clay if you go all the way to Christmas. And I was thinking, boy, if they could be 19-13, that would be awesome.
Right.
Like, that would be, hey, you're 19-13, you get Clay back, maybe you go 30-20 with him, and then you're right around 48, 49 wins at that point. And, I mean, okay. Now what? They're going to be 24-6 or something, maybe even better.
Right.
Like it just that changes the calculus.
Well, it's funny you said because of the ancillary parts, because one of the reasons now I'm open to maybe they could win it is actually because of Curry, Draymond, Iguodala. Who
ancillary piece though? He's an ancillary piece.
He is, but
he fits into that for me.
But basically, what I'm saying is the 5-man championship core. I'm throwing Looney in there, and now you're telling me Clay can come back. And I get it. I don't know how Clay's going to be, but to me, it's more wow. Curry's still playing at a high level. Draymond's maybe taking a step up from the last 2 years. Damn, when Iguodala plays, he's still like
he's got
toying
it.
With the game almost in a good way. But what I'm not saying is, well, now they can win it because they got Jordan Poole and they got Damian Lee and Bielitsa. So I just think that's an interesting differentiation.
Yeah, and look, my point is they need all of it.
Okay, they probably do.
My point is they need it. My point isn't that it's one versus the other. They need both.
I got
you. Like, if Steph and Draymond are doing their thing, but the other pieces aren't as good or don't fit as well, then they probably can't win it at that point. If Steph wasn't at the level, then they couldn't. Then they wouldn't be able to win it either.
Right.
Like, I'm not saying that the one's more important. I'm just saying for them to win it, they need both.
I would agree with that. All right. Bob Fitzgerald joining us on the other side. He's the voice of the Golden State Warriors, NBC Sports Bay Area. You can hear him tonight on the call. against the Philadelphia 76ers. Tip-off is at 7, 5:30, Warriors Live, and they'll take you into Tim Roy's pregame show at 6:30 with the tip-off again at 7 o'clock. Hey, find a career with great benefits and work-life balance and do what you love. AC Transit is hiring bus operators right now. Paid training is provided. Join their team and keep the East Bay moving. Apply today at actransit.org/careers.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Matt Steinmetz along with John Dickinson and for Daryl the Guru Johnson. And every Wednesday at 12:30, we welcome in Bob Fitzgerald, the voice of the Golden State Warriors. You can hear him on NBC Sports Bay Area. Tip-off tonight at 7 from the Chase Center against the Philadelphia 76ers. Bob, thank you for joining us. Appreciate it. And I guess where I'll start is, I mean, things are starting to get exciting relating to Klay Thompson's return. How do you think the Warriors will start to integrate him back in?
Well, I think it's going to be, you know, whatever Rick Celebrini says in terms of, you know, 7 minutes a half or 10 minutes a half or whatever it is. They'll ramp that up, and it'll probably be one long run, you know, one burst. They won't have him go in and out. That's why in the scrimmages he's doing four-minute bursts, and then it's going to be, you know, 6 and then 8 minutes. And this is his training camp. He's got a month or so to kind of ramp it up, and you know, the injuries have healed. Now it's just a matter of getting into basketball shape, and he can only do that by playing basketball. So I think it'll be pretty easy. They'll start him, and you know, he'll go some kind of run in the first half, some kind of run in the second half, and just kind of ramping it up till, you know, Klay becomes Klay.
Since Steiny mentioned Klay Thompson, I'll ask you about James Wiseman. What's a reasonable contribution, let's say, for Wiseman? Let's just pick the All-Star break as an example. It gives him some time. If he comes back in the next month or slightly after that, however long it takes, he'll have some time between then and the All-Star break to where we kind of know where he's at. What's a reasonable expectation?
Well, you're going to have four different looks at the five. You know, there's going to be the Draymond speed five. There's going to be the Looney need to stop defensively or screening, rebounding five. There's going to be the stretch Bielitsa five. And then there's going to be the dunker spot athleticism five in Wiseman. So that's going to depend on different games and different matchups and kind of who's playing well and who's not. But I think even last year, I mean, 12.6 boards, you know, that I think the Warriors could use that. And the way he gets it is different than all the other center combos Steve could play. So I think that's what's exciting is you see right now when, you know, teams are spending 18 guys at Steph and you get the 4-on-3 downhill in the half court. When they get it to Looney, who I love, you know, it's three pump fakes and maybe a foul and, you know, sometimes a reverse finish or a layup. With Wiseman, he's just going to go spike that on somebody's head. You know, and we saw enough of that last year, but now with Klay spacing where another defender can't leave him, my goodness, I mean, Wiseman, we see Gary Payton getting half-court dunks, you know, when he slices into the lane. Wiseman's going to crush it on people.
Bob Fitzgerald joining us on 95.7 The Game. Let me ask you this because you brought up some of the defenses that teams use against Steph Curry. I remember back in the finals in 2019, Steph referred to those as janky defenses, I think. But how about the Warriors using a couple janky defenses this year? What do you make of that? The triangle and two on against the Nets
it.
And the Atlanta boxing one.
I've always thought that zones were totally underused in the NBA. I could never understand. Everybody runs a high pick and roll. Everybody runs a pin down. Like, if you know that all the time, don't sit in the same man-to-man defense. Like, I laugh, and the Brooklyn game would be the one. You know, oh, wait, it's a high screen roll with Steph Curry. Draymond wipes out, you know, Steph's guy, and here comes some center, whether it's Blake Griffin or whomever, who's reluctant to come out to 25 feet, and Steph is shooting threes on top of their head. Like, you want to keep living and dying with that? Like, if they play Utah in a 7-game series, you think once Draymond screens Royce O'Neal, Gobert's going to come out to 25 feet on Steph? You can't play that. So the triangle of two is from Team USA. That's where Steve, you know, and Popovich and those guys used it in Tokyo. I got to see it when they were dealing with multiple guys on France and Australia. You know, Jama, who came over from Toronto, helped them with the box and one that they ran on Steph. Now the Warriors are running it because Peyton can go do that. Did that to Zach LaVine in the Chicago game. I love the 1-2-2, the 2-3, the triangle and two, the box and one. I think it's great. So for the Warriors, they're already a pretty solid man-to-man team. We know that. But get teams out of rhythm. Everybody runs so many of the similar same patterns in the NBA. Play it differently. And even for, you know, Steve calls it a curveball, for points of the game, just throw the opponent off rhythm.
Fitz, I want to get your sense for just what you thought this team could be coming into the season versus what's maybe changed now that they're 15-2. And in your mind, has the ceiling changed or risen? And Klay Thompson's talking about championship or bust yesterday. I mean, where are you with all of that?
Well, the funny thing, JD, when I looked at the schedule, and you know, I go through pretty scrupulously what the win total is going to be based on, you know, where are you traveling and how many games in certain days and who are you playing.
Sure.
So I had the Warriors starting 9-3, and then I had them going 2-2 on the trip. Okay, so you know, I was sitting there at 11-5, so they're a little ahead of where I thought they would be. You know, now you look at, did that change? No, because I thought they were right around 50, and I think they're, you know, the 3 seed in the West, and I still think that. So, and that accounts for a bruised tailbone for Steph in Houston or something goofy like that, or, you know, random sprained ankle or whatever. I mean, guys, like, nobody anticipated Steph would be missing a game in Detroit or then, you know, Draymond would be missing, but that's just the reality now at different guys' ages and how far they're going to really push the envelope if someone gets banged up or has an issue. So, you know, if they're in the 50-win range, and, you know, I still think just institutional knowledge, Utah and Phoenix are probably a little ahead of them. But when you throw Klay back in and Wiseman back in, you know, I think Bielitsa and Porter have, you know, kind of fit in even better than anyone could have imagined, although in training camp you saw that it was going to be great. Peyton, no one expected this, so it's a whole new asset class. And then for Jordan Poole, it's the needle has just been up. I mean, it's just been pointed up. And, you know, and Steph and Draymond are Hall of Famers. So it really, you know, I'm an optimistic person by nature, but I always thought this would be a good team. I always thought it'd be one of the 5 or 6 teams could win a title. And I haven't really changed my mind on any of that.
Bob, I forgot to tell you that when owner Joe Lacob was in here, he spilled the beans that you and he make a bet every year. I forgot about that.
We do.
And
yep.
I guess my job now is to somehow pry that win total out of one of you before the season ends.
No, can't do it. Put it this way. I will tell you, I missed by one win last year.
Okay.
Being exactly on the number. And I missed in the first championship year with 67. I missed the win total by 2. I had him winning 65.
What?
So I, you know, my track record's reasonable.
What'd Joe have him last year?
I'm not going to divulge that.
Come on.
Put it this way. He was not off. He was not off by a lot either.
All right.
We're right there. But so the thing is, if you're around it, you get a feel for it. Now, where my percentage went the hell out the window, the 15-win season, I didn't anticipate Steph with a broken hand, and I didn't anticipate a global pandemic. So those I need all the variables sometimes when you're trying to prognosticate.
Yeah, we can maybe revisit that at the end of the season.
Yeah. You know what the thing is, though, guys? When you look at, you know, tonight Philly's banged up, and the Warriors have been fortunate on who they, you know, when you play a team and how you catch them and things like that. But really look at Friday, Portland, Clippers, Phoenix on the road, Phoenix at home. Those next 4 games after tonight, you're going to get a feel for, okay, like JD's point, like how much has the vision changed? Because as great as the Warriors are, where's Phoenix?
Yeah.
One game behind them, winning 13 in a row. You know, I mean, it's, you know, so the Warriors get a lot of the eye candy, a lot of the national pub and local pub, and that's great. But, you know, people that are watching League Pass and paying attention to the league, Utah's really good. Phoenix is really good. You're going to have Milwaukee and Brooklyn be really good. You know, there are teams, so it's hard. Like in April, who's fully healthy? Who's
right.
Got all 8 cylinders rolling? Is, you know, if we get into it and Chris Paul's got a hamstring, then Phoenix is done. So, you know, that's the hard prognostication down the road. But, You know, Clay put it out there. I mean, that's kind of the championship or bust. It's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Let's win a couple playoff series, get to Western Finals. But could you put anything past these guys? No, not when you have statue guys. Guys are you going to build statues for? When you got them on your team, you got a chance.
Bob, thank you as always. Enjoy the game tonight, man.
Have a great holiday, guys, and let's see what Chase Center looks like tonight. But I'm telling you, Friday, Sunday, and then the two Phoenix games, I'm really looking forward to the next four after tonight.
Yeah, that makes two of us. Thanks so much, Bob. Appreciate it.
See you guys.
All right, Bob Fitzgerald, NBC Sports Bay Area. You were kind of smiling when he was talking about those teams, and I think what your point was is you notice he's only saying about five teams.
Yeah, it's and I don't disagree with him. I mean, Phoenix and Utah are two teams we've talked about. I think Milwaukee and Brooklyn are the others. Maybe Miami. I'm open to see, you know, can they work their way into that conversation? And right. I think you got to put the Warriors in that conversation with the way that they've played to this point and knowing Klay Thompson's coming back. The only thing, and we can add Wiseman into that equation, the only thing for me where I pause is, well, that is, all right, they haven't played really any of those teams yet other than the one game against Brooklyn, so we'll see. But the group isn't as great as you would think. You know, and maybe the Lakers get back in it. Maybe Kawhi comes back and the Clippers. Like, it could look very different in February or March. But for me right now, it's Phoenix and Utah in the West.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With the Warriors, and then it's Brooklyn and Milwaukee. Milwaukee, as they get their stuff together.
Right.
And then maybe you add Miami into that mix at some point.
The one thing I think is worth keeping in mind is, and we've been saying it more and more frequently over the last 5-10 years, is the regular season is getting less and less important in the NBA. And I wonder, I'm not saying this is fool's gold at all, but what I am saying is, boy, it just feels like a fair amount of players and a certain amount of teams don't really get into it until January.
And look, you know, to the point about Portland, right? Like, oh, Portland, Clippers, couple of Phoenixes. Like, Portland's 1-7 on the road.
Right.
So that, you know, and they're playing, and tonight's a great tip. Portland's playing in Sac tonight. So, all right, if you can't win on the road in Sac, then you ain't coming here and winning.
Right.
So it just, like, even that game, as much as, you know, I've always kind of liked Portland, it's like that game doesn't have a lot of juice, to be honest, for me.
No, not for me either.
I mean,
either.
Yeah, Lillard and McCollum could go off, but it just, I don't know.
The two Phoenix games are where it's at right now.
Exactly.
I think you're absolutely right. And look, you said it, and I agree. I fully expect the Warriors to split with Phoenix.
No doubt.
Now, if the Warriors win two against Phoenix, then you look and you say, huh, what's the commonality in those two games, and is that something that's going to translate? Or if Phoenix wins both, maybe you say, uh-oh, they got a little problem with Ayton, so maybe Wiseman is going to have to give them 6, 8, 10 minutes a game. Or maybe, you know, the Suns have one extra wing player that the Warriors maybe struggle with. So
yeah, no, and we'll see where Phoenix is at too, because I just happened to notice this last night.
Tell me they're not on a back-to-back.
No, they're not. They actually have 2 days off
before
they play the Warriors, but it is the first game back off an Eastern trip. They start a trip tonight. They go Cleveland, New York, Brooklyn. They play Brooklyn Saturday, and then that's it. It's actually a 4-game trip. They started in San Antonio the other night.
Gotcha.
So they play Brooklyn, Golden State back-to-back games with 2 days in between.
Right,
they're coming home.
That's going to be tough to bring a 16-game winning streak in here with those teams.
All right.
Just make it a little more fun, you know. What are the Warriors' winning streaks at? What, 3, 4?
We'll get
three. Never mind. It'll be 4, 5. Not 5, not 6. I guess it'd be up to 7 or so.
That's 4. The Warriors are 4, right? Lost to Charlotte, 1-3 on the road, then back home to Toronto. 4.
And now they got Portland.
So 5.
Philly, Portland, 2-4.
5-6. Clippers. Clippers, man. That Clippers game at 12:30 is interesting.
I know. I saw that too.
And the Clippers, the one thing about the Clippers, I mean, this version of the Clippers isn't winning a championship, but they do really try to ragdoll Steph and play physically with the Warriors, and they did have some success doing that in the home opener back in October.
Right. Let's go to Joel. Joel's in Berkeley. What's up, Joel? How you doing, man? What do you got for us?
Hey, fellas. Thanks for taking the call.
Yeah.
I started the season expecting some really good, entertaining basketball, kind of like last year. Fun to watch. I didn't really have any high hopes for trophies and stuff. But I got to tell you, even in Summer League, watching Kuminga kind of go off there, and then Gary Payton, I was hoping he'd make the team because he impressed me in Summer League too. And then, man, you know, I just, the more I see of these guys, the offseason could not have gone any better. I mean, Bielitsa and Porter look like they've been there for their whole career, and we've been missing them for their whole career. They look like they should have been. And, man, Gary Payton's exciting to watch. He changes the game when he comes in. And, yeah, boxing one with Payton out front, that dude's having an off night. In fact, I think he should steal that other guy's nickname. His nickname should be off night. But anyway, yeah, now I'm with Clay. Championship or bust.
All right.
If we don't get there, we don't get there. But that's what I'm on that bandwagon now.
Gotcha. Thanks, Joel. Appreciate it. Really do. And we'll see. I mean, I do think that you got to look at this team. I think I had them winning 44 or something. So that looks like it's going to get shot to hell.
Yeah, I had them 47.
So, you don't want to say this, but there's still a long, long way to go.
Yeah.
A long way to go. But I do agree that their offseason, to me, did not lead you to believe that, hey, you know, Myers, boy, did he tinker around the edges, and this team all of a sudden is going to be a lot different than they were last year. That is the one thing that I thought, okay, Bielitsa, yeah, he's okay. Otto Porter, I always kind of liked when he was healthy, but he's never been healthy. And, you know, Gary Payton, and people might be like, of course he can, but can Gary Payton II keep it up? mean, can he keep it up? I mean, he's 28. There's a reason he hasn't been in the league, right?
Sure.
So I'm not saying he can't help, but
well, that's what it is.
They're getting consistent play out of a lot of players right now.
But that's what it is. It's not can he keep it up where he, at one point within the last week, I think he was the top net rating player in the whole league or something. I mean, like, what? Okay, I mean, he's not going to keep that up.
Right.
But does that mean he's not going to be effective in helping the Warriors win? No, he can still be effective in helping the Warriors win games.
Well, he can, but I would think that, you know, if he, what's the term, regresses to the mean a little bit, then there'll be some games where he doesn't help as much as he's helped so far.
Yeah, like but also just look at his, like, look at his traditional numbers. Like, his tradition, like, his, they aren't great numbers.
Right.
You know, but they don't have, like, they don't have to be great numbers. It's just how they fit in the context of the other, it's not like Gary Payton's averaging, you know, 14,
no,
6,
but,
and 3.
No, but he's coming in and changing the game a little
yeah.
bit.
Yeah, well, that he can absolutely keep doing.
Can he?
I think so.
Well, he's making threes, too. I mean, not a ton, but, I mean, he hasn't taken a ton.
That
but.
May, I don't think that's going to be 9 for 19 the whole year.
Right.
On right. that level.
Yeah, I just, it's going to, that's my biggest question mark on this team in general, JD, is.
But Clay will be shooting some of those threes.
He will be. But I do wonder how the year plays out with some of these players because it's an 82-game season. Like we know Steph and Draymond know how to handle it. I think Looney knows how to handle it. But, you know, what about Jordan Poole? What about JTA? And then when the stakes get higher, you know, I want to see how they play too. But they're off to an incredible start. They're 15-2, and I don't think they're losing tonight, JD, against the Sixers.
Hey, don't
team.
Sleep on those Sixers.
Yeah, they're 11. They're 10-8. Have we gotten any news on any of their Tobias Harris? I figured maybe we'd get something because they just had shoot around.
All questionable as of an hour or so ago. I can get you an update on that.
All right. Well, I'll just say the players that were questionable as of the most recent.
Sure.
Seth Curry. Tobias Harris, and who's the third guy?
Danny Green.
And Embiid's out. He's back in Philly with coming off COVID, so they're not going
to
have...
You want the 12:30? You want me to give you the 12:30 update on that?
Sure.
I don't know that there even necessarily is going to be an update on that, but here's your 12:30 update on that. It's the same. It's the same.
Why do I think they're not playing?
None of them played the other night when Philly played the Kings, and they actually won.
Yeah, they did. By the way, I have an idea for Klay Thompson off the wall about his return. I want to run it by you. It's a little off the beaten path, but...
I'll hear you out.
I was thinking about some stuff back in the day. No, I don't have time to do it now.
No?
I've got a couple minutes, Steiny.
You get a couple minutes. We got Sleepy Floyd coming up.
So. All right. This was born out of back in the day when star players got hurt and they were coming back, they would always come back against the Warriors, almost like a tune-up game. And so, you know, obviously we're talking about December 20th or the 23rd, all right?
Yeah.
What about having Klay Thompson play a G League game with the Santa Cruz Warriors? They have a game on the 17th. Now, Metallica's in that night, but if you moved it to the 16th, you could actually move the game to the Chase Center. They've played there before, Santa
That's
Cruz.
That's interesting.
What kind of crowd do you think they would have? And you know what? Not that they play the G League Ignite.
I'll tell you what, you probably can't move Metallica out of there.
No. You'd have to do it Thursday. Thursday. And I figure you can turn the court around on a Thursday to the Friday Metallica show. You have Klay run up and down 6 minutes. You have 3 days to see how he feels. Then you know for sure to bring him back against, against Sac, or, you know, see how he responds with the stakes extremely low. You like that?
It's not the worst thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
You'd probably sell out, Chase.
That's what I was thinking. And you know what? And donate the money to Warriors Fund and,
pandemic makeup.
Exactly. Exactly. Anyway, just keep in mind, you heard it here first, if it happens. Clay running with, well, maybe Wiseman.
Mm-hmm.
Clay running with Wiseman and Kuminga. Anyway, goofy thought I had. Figured I'd pass it along. Hey, not sure.
You're doing a great job.
Thank you. Not sure if you have COVID. Fever is the leading sign, so be vigilant and use the only thermometer with proven accuracy in more than 100 clinical studies, the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Stay safe and learn more at Exergen.com. Coming up on the other side, we'll have Eric Sleepy Floyd, one of the top 75 players in Golden State Warriors history. We'll talk to him. The Warriors are unveiling their own 75 all-star, if you will, list. And Sleepy Floyd, obviously among them. Warriors at home tonight against the Philadelphia 76ers. Tip-off 7 o'clock. We'll be right back to talk more about it. Steiny and JD on 95.7 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.